Socrates, a foundational figure in Western philosophy, lived in ancient Athens in the 5th century BCE. Known primarily through the writings of his students, particularly Plato, Socrates is often celebrated for his contributions to ethics and epistemology. His method of inquiry, the Socratic method, involved asking probing questions to stimulate critical thinking and to illuminate ideas. Unlike many philosophers, Socrates did not leave behind written texts. Instead, his thoughts and teachings were preserved through dialogues, creating a rich legacy that continues to resonate in the fields of moral philosophy and ethics. At the heart of Socratic thought is the concept of virtue. Socrates famously asserted that virtue is knowledge, which implies that all ethical behavior stems from a direct understanding of what is good. In his view, if someone truly knows the right thing to do, they will do it. This assertion challenges the often held belief that individuals knowingly choose to act unethically. Instead, Socrates contends that moral failures arise from ignorance rather than malign intent. To understand this idea deeper, consider the argument he makes regarding specific virtues like courage, justice, and piety. One of the most illustrative discussions occurs concerning the nature of courage. Socrates argues that true courage is not merely endurance in the face of physical danger, but rather the knowledge of what should be feared and what should not. For instance, during a battle, a soldier might not demonstrate courage by simply charging forth without thought. True bravery arises from understanding the potential consequences of one's actions and acting rightly in accordance with that knowledge. In this sense, courage involves an informed engagement with one's surroundings, rather than a mindless rush into danger. This brings us to a contemporary reflection on the ethics of military action in modern warfare, where the implications of decisions made by leaders and soldiers require a deep understanding of both moral and tactical considerations. Another core aspect of Socratic philosophy revolves around just actions. In discussions with various Athenians, Socrates unravels the idea of justice by positing that it aligns closely with the concept of knowledge. He interrogates those who assert that they understand justice, revealing through his method of questioning that many rely on surface-level definitions or societal conventions. To Socrates, a just person is one who has internalized the knowledge of what justice entails, which is achieved through rigorous self-examination and philosophical inquiry. When applying this idea to modern contexts, consider the legal system, where judges and juries must grapple with both the letter and spirit of the law. Socratic ethics suggests that true justice cannot be blind adherence to legal statutes, but must engage with the deeper moral implications behind laws. For example, debates around restorative justice versus retributive justice in contemporary legal frameworks echo Socratic principles by questioning what it truly means to respond to wrongdoing in a just manner. Socrates' ideas also extend into the realm of piety, where he explores the relationship between religion and morality. In conversations depicted in Plato's dialogues, Socrates often critiques traditional beliefs about the gods, positing that moral virtue should not be contingent upon divine decree. Instead, he emphasizes the importance of rational understanding and personal integrity. This brings into play the modern issue of ethical dilemmas faced by individuals who navigate complex moral situations that might conflict with established religious beliefs. For instance, medical professionals might find themselves questioning the extent of interventions based on ethical considerations about life and death, as seen in debates surrounding end-of-life care. Here, Socratic inquiry encourages the questioning of motives, values, and the ultimate purpose of medical practice itself. Despite his profound contributions, Socrates' philosophy has faced criticisms. Critics argue that Socratic thought oversimplifies the human experience by suggesting that knowledge alone can lead to moral action. This underestimation of emotional, social, and situational factors presents a limitation. For example, individuals in dire circumstances may know the right thing to do, yet fail to act accordingly due to fear, social pressure, or emotional turmoil. This criticism sparked further developments in moral theory, notably within the works of later philosophers such as Aristotle, who emphasized the significance of habit and character over mere intellectual cognition. Moreover, Socratic ethics raises questions about moral relativism. Socrates seems to suggest that a universal truth exists that can be discovered through dialogue and reasoning. Yet, what happens when diverse cultural backgrounds yield differing moral beliefs? Without accounting for these variations, Socratic thought might risk becoming dogmatic. Later philosophers, including Immanuel Kant and John Stuart Mill, would grapple with the ramifications of moral absolutism versus relativism, each proposing frameworks that engage with the complexities of human experiences and societal norms. Connecting Socrates to earlier thinkers, we can observe that his dialogue-driven approach to philosophy owes a debt to the pre-Socratic philosophers like Heraclitus, who posited that change and conflict are essential to understanding reality. While Heraclitus emphasized a world of flux, Socrates focuses on ethical constants that can be revealed through rational discourse. This historical thread continues through to later figures such as Nietzsche, who would dramatically challenge the ideas of objective truth and morality that Socrates champions. Nietzsche's declaration that God is dead highlights a world devoid of absolute truths, prompting modern thinkers to reconsider the implications of Socratic philosophy in light of existential and postmodern thought. As we contemplate the enduring relevance of Socrates' ideas, it becomes clear that his emphasis on self-examination and the pursuit of knowledge invites us to reflect on our own lives. In an age characterized by rapid advancement and technological change, including the rise of artificial intelligence, the ethical considerations we face are increasingly complex. The Socratic method encourages us to question our assumptions, engage with differing perspectives, and seek a deeper understanding of what it means to act ethically. In our daily lives, we can apply Socratic principles by consistently asking ourselves critical questions. Are we acting justly in our interactions? Do we pursue knowledge about the consequences of our actions? In confronting moral dilemmas, whether in personal relationships, workplace ethics, or broader societal issues, Socratic inquiry urges us not to settle for easy answers. The commitment to seek virtue through knowledge remains a powerful guide in navigating the complexities of modern existence. Thus, as we continue to explore the branches of Western moral philosophy, let us remember the words of Socrates: "The unexamined life is not worth living." Embracing this challenge may not only enrich our understanding of the world, but also illuminate a path toward a more ethical and reflective life. Continuing from where we left off, let's delve deeper into the implications of Socratic thought and how it reflects not only an intellectual inquiry, but also a transformative approach to our lives and societies. One of the notable aspects of Socrates' methodology is the emphasis he places on dialogue. Through the Socratic method, he engages others in conversation that encourages them to articulate their views, to critically think through their beliefs, and to recognize inconsistencies in their arguments. This technique is designed to lead the individuals to deeper insights, often resulting in what Socrates referred to as a state of aporia, or puzzlement. This state is crucial as it propels the quest for knowledge, a process that Socratic philosophy champions. This method can be especially pertinent in contemporary contexts like debates around controversial issues such as climate change policy or healthcare reform. Discussions in these areas often devolve into polarized arguments where participants may cling to their views without engaging critically with opposing perspectives. By applying the Socratic method, individuals could foster a climate of openness, where the goal shifts from winning an argument to pursuing a greater understanding of complex issues. This approach not only leads to a more compassionate discourse, but also reveals the intricate moral failures that can occur when we dismiss opposing viewpoints outright. In addition to virtue and dialogue, Socrates' insights can also be framed within the context of accountability and responsibility. His claim that knowledge is intimately tied to ethical behavior suggests that we are responsible not only for our actions, but also for our understanding of the moral implications behind those actions. For instance, in discussions of accountability in the workplace, consider the emerging practices surrounding ethical leadership. The Socratic inquiry can guide leaders toward a deeper engagement with the ethics of their decisions. Questions such as, "What truly motivates me?" or "What impact will my choices have on my team and community?" help to create a more ethically aware leadership framework. Expanding this idea further, Socrates' emphasis on self-knowledge challenges us to consider the ways in which ignorance can perpetuate systemic issues, whether in organizations, governments, or societal norms. For example, when companies prioritize profit over ethical considerations, employees might know the right thing to do, to speak up against unethical practices, but may hesitate due to fear of repercussion or a lack of avenues for voicing concerns. Socratic thought encourages creating environments where questioning and ethical action are supported and valued. It beckons us to build systems that foster accountability, where self-reflection and morality are fundamentally woven into the fabric of how we operate. Moreover, Socratic virtue raises questions about the nature of happiness. For Socrates, the pursuit of virtue was synonymous with the pursuit of a good life. He famously stated that no one does wrong willingly. This perspective suggests that individuals often act against their better judgment because of a lack of understanding. He proposes that if one truly comprehends what is good, they will navigate their lives toward virtuous action, which in turn begets true happiness. This idea connects directly to modern pursuits of well-being, where the philosophies of positive psychology explore the relationship between virtue and happiness. The current emphasis on living authentically and purposefully resonates with Socratic insight, urging individuals to seek out understanding and truth as a path to contentment and fulfillment. Yet, this Socratic understanding of virtue and happiness invites resistance, particularly when juxtaposed with contemporary views that emphasize an individual's right to define their happiness in the context of personal desires, even if those desires might be misaligned with virtuous living. Our modern age often encounters the question of whether fulfillment can truly be derived from self-centered pursuits or if it must be found in consideration of the common good. In practical terms, ethical dilemmas arising in business, such as prioritizing shareholder profit versus community welfare, highlight these tensions. Are business leaders contributing to societal happiness when they choose to maximize short-term profits at the expense of employee well-being or environmental sustainability? The Socratic lens prompts us to think critically about these choices, reminding us that true happiness might encompass broader considerations than individual gain, suggesting that our interpersonal relationships and ethical responsibilities play a crucial role in defining a satisfactory life. We can also turn to the implications of Socratic philosophy within the domain of education. Socrates believed that education was not merely about imparting knowledge, but nurturing the ability to think critically and to engage deeply with moral questions. This idea has far-reaching relevance today, particularly as educational systems worldwide grapple with the challenges of teaching students not just what to think, but how to think. By implementing a Socratic approach to education, where inquiry and dialogue are encouraged rather than rote memorization, we cultivate individuals who can actively and thoughtfully engage with societal issues. The process of stimulating critical thought reflects Socrates' insistence that knowledge is inherently tied to virtue, nourishing the capacity for moral reasoning that is crucial in democratic societies. As we reflect further upon the essential qualities of Socratic thought, we must also consider its limitations within the modern landscape. Critics of Socratic virtue point to the difficulties of translating knowledge into ethical action, particularly in complex social environments. Emotions, biases, and external pressures often intermingle with rational thought, complicating the straightforward link between knowledge and behavior posited by Socrates. For instance, Even educated individuals may succumb to ethical failures driven by greed or fear, suggesting that knowledge alone is insufficient. This recognition has spurred later moral theorists, such as Aristotle, to explore the interconnectedness of knowledge, character, and habitual practice in developing ethical behavior. Aristotle's notion of virtue ethics, which focuses on the development of moral character through repeated action, represents a critical evolution of Socratic thought, a nod to the complicated web of influences that shape our moral lives beyond mere cognition. In this vein, figures like John Stuart Mill further develop moral philosophy by incorporating considerations of utilitarianism, which assess actions based upon their outcomes. Mill's emphasis on the greatest happiness principle adapts Socratic ethics to account for the complex realities of human motivations and societal impacts. Such developments are vital as individuals navigate ethical dilemmas that carry significant consequences for themselves and the larger community. In situations like public policy decisions affecting healthcare access or environmental regulations, Socratic inquiry initially lays the groundwork, while later philosophical contributions remind us to act in ways that consider the broader implications of our choices. Furthermore, the rise of technology challenges the traditional applications of Socratic inquiry. In an age dominated by digital landscapes, the concepts of knowledge, truth, and ethical actions require re-examination. With algorithms influencing our decisions and shaping our perceptions of reality, Socratic questioning becomes even more necessary to unravel the layers beneath the surface. For instance, consider the ethical implications of AI technologies that reflect human biases, potentially leading to systemic injustice. Here, the Socratic method could be instrumental in leading discussions that probe the assumptions embedded in technology. Questions such as, what values are being prioritized in algorithmic design, and how do we ensure accountability in machine learning systems, underscore the necessity of moral scrutiny within technological innovations. Despite the evolving context, the essence of Socratic inquiry endures. At its core, it prompts us to engage with our convictions and continuously seek understanding. As Socrates famously maintained, the unexamined life is not worth living. In a world saturated with information and competing values, his challenge to cultivate a life of reflection is more relevant than ever. By fostering the habit of critical examination in our daily lives, asking ourselves about the sources of our beliefs, the motivations behind our decisions, and the consequences of our actions, we build a foundation for ethical living. As we draw connections between Socratic thought and the intricacies of modern life, we are encouraged to explore our individual journeys through the lens of ethics. Consider your own interactions. How often do you pause to question the motivations behind your actions or the beliefs you hold? Reflecting upon Socratic principles, such as the deep connection between knowledge and virtue, might inspire a heightened sense of responsibility. The world needs individuals who are not only aware of the nuances of their ethical landscapes, but are also ready to act upon their insights in meaningful ways. Thus, as we navigate our moral environments, let us embrace the spirit of Socratic inquiry in our pursuits. Let us remember that true understanding arises from dialogue, self-reflection, and a commitment to seeking virtue beyond ourselves. In the quest for ethical living, Socrates stands as a guiding figure, reminding us that deeper knowledge not only enriches our lives but fosters a community built on reason, ethics, and shared understanding. As we carry his legacy forward, may we strive to reflect on our lives with sincerity, cultivating the virtues that lead to a more thoughtful, just, and enriched existence. Building upon the profound insights of Socratic philosophy, we delve deeper into the ways his teachings can inform contemporary ethical dilemmas, exploring the nuances of virtue, dialogue, and the moral complexities that characterize modern society. In the wake of relentless technological advancement and shifting social norms, the core questions that Socrates posed remain eerily pertinent, urging us to engage with our moral landscapes in interconnected and meaningful ways. Consider the realm of business ethics as we examine how Socratic inquiry shapes our understanding of corporate responsibility. In recent years, there has been a growing awareness of the consequences of corporate decisions on society, the environment, and personal livelihoods. As consumers become increasingly conscious of the ethical implications behind the products they use and the companies they support, the discussion around corporate responsibility has intensified. Utilizing Socratic questioning, leaders and stakeholders within businesses can evaluate their motivations and actions more critically. Rather than merely pursuing profit maximization, they might ask, "What is our obligation to the communities we serve?" Or, "How do our actions align with the values we profess?" These questions draw directly from the Socratic method of inquiry that reveals underlying assumptions and drives rigorous self-scrutiny. In a climate where terms like corporate social responsibility and sustainability have become prevalent buzzwords, a Socratic approach prompts us to dig deeper into these concepts. It encourages businesses to consider not just superficial compliance with ethical trends, but to engage fundamentally with the principles of virtue. The debates around greenwashing, a practice wherein companies misleadingly tout environmental benefits, serve as a vivid illustration of where Socratic thought intersects with corporate ethics. How do these companies genuinely measure their ethical impact, and are they acting in ways consistent with virtuous conduct? By fostering discussions that continuously interrogate these actions, organizations can cultivate a culture where ethical decision-making is integrated into the core of their operations. Socratic ethics also resonates in the public sphere, particularly in discussions that govern the rule of law and the essence of justice. Today, numerous challenges test the integrity of legal frameworks, often exposing their inadequacies in delivering true justice. Socrates' assertion that virtue is tied to knowledge compels us to confront uncomfortable truths about our legal systems and the individuals within them. In a time when issues like systemic racism, economic inequality, and access to legal representation are at the forefront of public discourse, Socratic questioning offers a framework for reevaluating what constitutes justice. Imagine a scenario where communities affected by legal injustices engage in dialogues that reflect Socratic inquiry to reassess their relationship with the justice system. Questions might emerge such as, does our justice system genuinely uphold equitable treatment? Or, are laws being created in a way that reflects our shared humanity? By fostering such conversations, we open the door for a deeper exploration of how laws can be restructured, not just to punish, but to uplift and restore. Furthermore, this examination dovetails with contemporary movements advocating for criminal justice reform. For instance, when discussing incarceration rates and their disproportionate impact on marginalized communities, Socratic exploration becomes critical. It can help interrogate the ethical implications of punitive measures versus restorative practices and encourage conversations about what justice truly entails. As Socrates would advocate, understanding the root causes of crime and fostering social conditions that promote rehabilitation over punishment aligns with a deeper grasp of virtue and knowledge that he espoused. Beyond business and legal systems, Socrates' influence expands into the domain of healthcare ethics, especially amidst advancements in medical technology and complex moral considerations about end-of-life care and patient autonomy. In a healthcare landscape characterized by rapid innovation, ethical questions frequently arise about the implications of life-saving treatments, genetic engineering, and the allocation of scarce resources. Here, his emphasis on the connection between ethical behavior and deep understanding is invaluable. As we navigate difficult healthcare choices, such as decisions regarding life-sustaining treatments for terminal patients or the moral ramifications of genetic editing, Socratic inquiry calls upon practitioners, patients, and families alike to reflect on the fundamental human values at play. A question such as, what does it mean to live a good life? Or, how do we balance the sanctity of life with quality of life? Provoke deeper contemplation about the moral responsibilities inherent in medical decision-making. These questions move beyond clinical assessments and into the realm of ethics, compelling us to confront our values and the societal implications of our healthcare policies. Socrates's critique of blind adherence to convention in matters of piety and virtue also finds resonance in modern discussions about medical ethics. Consider, for instance, the ongoing debates surrounding medical interventions, often defined not just by their technical feasibility, but by the ethical context that frames them. As medical professionals confront dilemmas that pit technical expertise against ethical imperatives, the Socratic approach encourages a reflective dialogue that emphasizes understanding the broader moral landscape, fostering a holistic approach to patient care. Yet, as we explore the application of Socratic principles within such complex areas, we must also reckon with the limitations and critiques that have arisen in response to these ideas. One major criticism centers around the potential elitism of Socratic inquiry. While Socrates champions the notion that knowledge leads to virtue, the assumption that all individuals have equal access to this knowledge is contested. Critics argue that social disparities and systemic inequalities hinder the ability of many to engage in self-reflection and informed decision-making. For example, people living in impoverished environments may not have the resources or support systems necessary to conduct meaningful ethical inquiry. Thus, even as we strive for Socratic virtues, we must remain vigilant about the contextual factors that shape individuals' opportunities for moral development. In light of these criticisms, contemporary philosophers have expanded upon Socratic thought, emphasizing the importance of context and the community in the process of ethical inquiry. Thinkers such as Martha Nussbaum and her capabilities approach stress the multifaceted nature of well-being, arguing that genuine ethical engagement must account for the diversity of human experiences. By acknowledging the factors that facilitate or impede individuals' access to knowledge and ethical autonomy, a more inclusive approach can emerge, one that cultivates a dialogue grounded in empathy and understanding, rather than an idealized vision of rational discourse. Connecting these ideas back to our earlier discussion, one could turn to the modern landscape embodied by public health crises, such as the COVID-19 pandemic, which starkly illuminated the inequities in access to healthcare resources. Here, Socratic principles can play a role in framing inquiries that promote social justice and health equity. Rather than simply applying top-down health interventions, public health officials and policymakers could engage with affected communities through Socratic dialogue, addressing questions like, what barriers prevent equitable access to healthcare? And how can we ensure that vulnerable groups are included in these conversations? Such an approach not only fosters community engagement, but elucidates a path toward meaningful reform rooted in a deep understanding of justice and shared responsibility. In reflecting on the interconnectedness of Socrates' teachings and modern ethical challenges, we come back to the notion of dialogue as a transformative practice. The Socratic method is not merely a philosophical technique. It serves as an avenue for collective growth and moral clarity. In a world increasingly defined by division and insularity, embracing dialogue as a tool for understanding can inspire a renewed commitment to ethical principles, infusing our interactions, both personal and public, with a spirit of inquiry that benefits society at large. Moreover, as we explore the implications of Socratic ethics within contemporary life, the connections to earlier and later thinkers become more pronounced. Plato, Socrates' most famous student, inherited and expanded upon his mentor's ideas, emphasizing the importance of the forms as an ideal template of virtue and morality. In contrast, Plato's later dialogues often engage with the notion of how virtues manifest in real, practical scenarios, bridging the gap Socrates left between philosophical inquiry and experiential knowledge. This interplay highlights the evolution of moral philosophy, reflecting how Socrates' footprints echo through the ages. Simultaneously, thinkers such as Kierkegaard embraced Socratic inquiry's personal ethics, but tempered it with the understanding of existential angst and individual subjectivity. Before him, Plato offered an idealistic lens, Nussbaum and other contemporary philosophers articulate perspectives that elevate the dialogue into a broader social context. Together, these thinkers shape a multifaceted understanding of ethics that resonates well beyond Socrates' initial assertions. As we close this deep dive into the moral philosophy of Socrates, it's vital to appreciate the rich tapestry his ideas weave within our contemporary moral dilemmas. Each inquiry, each moment of self-reflection, carries the spirit of Socratic thought, a testament to the belief that our pursuit of virtue does not simply reside in the abstract, but in our daily lives, choices, and interconnectedness with others. Take a moment to reflect on your own ethical journey. How does the practice of dialogue shape your understanding of the world? In what areas of your life can you engage in Socratic questioning that provokes deeper awareness and reflection? As you navigate the complexities of modern existence, be it in your personal relationships, professional spheres, or broader societal contexts, remember the powerful legacy of Socratic ethics. His emphasis on virtue as knowledge invites us to remain vigilant and thoughtful in our actions, fostering a life steeped in understanding, accountability, and genuine moral engagement. Ultimately, embracing Socratic inquiry is an invitation to not only examine the world around us, but to engage deeply with the ethical implications of our existence in it. The journey of understanding is endless, but through the ethos of Socrates, we are encouraged to embark on it with courage, inquiry, and an unwavering commitment to truth. Thus, as we move forward, let us embody the spirit of Socratic inquiry, striving for a life that is richer, more reflective, and profoundly impactful within our immediate circles and the world at large.